Wow, I feel really treated here. Mark got my favourite seat out of the new ones. Now, how did he know that? I like this one. I've got my notes in front of me, and I've got a glass of water, and I've got the Word of God. What more do we want? I want to speak some more on the way that Jesus encountered people in the Gospels, because it's brought up something on the leaders' hearts, wasn't it, that we explore how Jesus encountered people in the Scriptures, and because they're very real. It's not just a novel that you're reading, it is the Word of truth. This actually happened to people, and so that's what I want to do today. So I want to pray first. Thank you, Lord, that you invite us to sit at your feet and learn more about who you are. Inspire us, Lord, like with Brian. Inspire us, Lord, with your truth to receive your words of life. Amen. So I'm going to talk about the encounter between Jesus and Zacchaeus. Now, at the moment, he's become one of my friends in the Bible, Zacchaeus. So if I start talking about Zach, and in my notes, that saved me from writing out his name Zacchaeus all the time. That's where that come from. But I've become very familiar with this man. And, oh, that sounds funny, doesn't it? But it has spoken to me so much, and I found so much encouragement from just 10 verses in the Scripture. Do you know his story is just 10 verses? But they are full of gold. They are full of truth of how Jesus loves to meet with people. And thank you, Sue, for using that word meeting this morning. He loves to meet. And so that's where I'm coming from today. And if you're following in your Bibles or on your phones or whatever, it is Luke 19:1-10. So that is where we're going this morning. So, for the first four verses I'm going to read to you, it's just all about who Zach was, really. And it's not the biggest picture, but it is just to give you an idea of who this man was. So, chapter 19:1-4. In the city of Jericho, there lived a very wealthy man named Zacchaeus, who was the supervisor over all the tax collectors. As Jesus made his way through the city, Zacchaeus was eager to see Jesus. He kept trying to get a look at him, but the crowd around Jesus was massive. Zacchaeus was a very short man and couldn't see over the heads of the people. So he ran on ahead of everyone and climbed up a blossoming fig tree so he could get a glimpse of Jesus as he passed by. Now, just a little bit of what I've picked up from Zacchaeus is that he worked for the Romans. Zacchaeus was a Jew, and he worked for the Romans collecting taxes for them from the Jews. Zacchaeus was a Jew too, so you won't be surprised his fellow Jews disliked him. He wasn't the most popular person within his community. Zacchaeus also cheated his fellow Jews and charged them too much money, hence he became rich. So let's see. And we don't really know why Zacchaeus was so keen to see Jesus, especially going so far as to climb a tree. So has anybody got any insight on that? It was because he was short, but I wonder what his heart was. Do you think so? He was desperate to see Jesus. No, it's not done, is it? Could be any reason, but God doesn't mind us using our imagination and just thinking just that verse through. Why did he climb a tree? What was in his heart? We know it was a practical thing so he could see clearly, but what guided him to do that? It's just a thought, and this is why scripture is so lovely, that you can just explore his word. And you might come up with some wrong answers, but we do have imagination, don't we? So I'm going to read now from verses 5 to 7. Now for me, this is where it gets interesting. So verses 5 to 7. When Jesus got up to that place in the tree, when Jesus got up to the place, that means he was just by Zacchaeus up the tree. He looked up into the tree and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry on down, for I'm appointed to stay at your house today." So he scurried down the tree and came face to face with Jesus. As Jesus left to go with Zacchaeus, many in the crowd complained, "Look at this. Of all the people to have dinner with, he's going to eat in the house of a crook." Now, that's not surprising that those people were angry with. Why did Jesus choose Zacchaeus? Can you imagine the crowd seeing this actually happen? Why choose him? Personally, I think it's because something was in Zacchaeus' heart. He was ready. He was ready. His heart was... He might have even already been convicted that he was doing wrong. Who knows? And this is why it's lovely to look into the Bible. But I just want to share that it was no coincidence that Jesus walked that way, where Zacchaeus was up the tree. That's not a coincidence. When God wants to meet with us, he chooses the right time. He chooses the right date. He knew that Zacchaeus was going to be up that tree. Could have been hiding from his fellow Jews. Could have been desperate to see Jesus. It's just thoughts. And this is why I love exploring the Bible, because it opens up my mind to, and I begin to relate to it myself, because the scripture is not just a story, but it's for us too, isn't it? We can relate to it in some way throughout our lives. And I've got in my notes, because Jesus had planned this meeting from the start. It was almost like the alpha moment for Zacchaeus. This was going to be the beginning of a relationship with Jesus. Yeah? Do you understand that? Isn't that beautiful? And Jesus knew every detail of Zacchaeus' life, like he does ours. And he desires to draw us with loving kindness to himself, just like he did Zacchaeus. Jesus' heart for Zacchaeus is just the same as what his heart is for us. So put yourself in the picture here and think, wow, that's me too, Lord, because you are showing us your heart for Zacchaeus. but own it yourself as well. This is why scripture is so beautiful. And the scripture I thought at this moment was, for he knows the plans and purposes he has for us, Zacchaeus, to give us a hope and a future. And that's in Jeremiah. So Jesus had this plan right from the beginning of time. He knew Zacchaeus was going to be up that tree. And he knew that he would be walking that way to meet with him. How precious is that? It feels, to me, it spoke of, we are chosen. Yeah, we're in God's sight right from the beginning of time, even when we was in our mother's womb, when we didn't know him, when, I'll speak of myself, that I was up to no good. He still knew me and he still chose me. Because he comes for the sinners, doesn't he? And he comes for those that are lost. Because his whole plan is redemption. That he would save us and redeem us and take us on this journey of walking with him every day. Isn't that amazing? Then I've got in my notes the place where Jesus spoke to him. He looked up into the tree, this is verse 5, and said, Zacchaeus, hurry on down. Do you know he knows your name? How cool is that? He knows your name, Betty. She's nodding. Every single person here, he knows your name. He knows you. This isn't to frighten you. This is to bless your heart. Because he's safe. And we've sung this morning, he is good. He is good all the time. This is our good Father we're talking about. Who's encouraged by he knows my name? Yeah? I'm overwhelmed that he knows my name. That he knows where I am every single moment. And it's the same for all of us. Because we are so loved. Are we not? We're so loved. It's compelling, his love. And it's truth like that that sets our hearts free, is it not? Can you imagine how Zach felt at that moment? I wonder if he thought, how does he know who I am? And for me, this is one of the key verses. Then Jesus invites himself to Zach's home. Another surprise. Jesus displays here that his meeting was planned. And today, this is the day. Because he said, for I am appointed to stay at your house today. So Jesus invites himself to go and have lunch with him or whatever. He didn't just speak words and left him up the tree. He invited him down and said, do you want to be with me then? Take me home with you. Can you imagine that? I love trees. I'm into trees, as a lot of you know. So trees are very special in my life. But I love his words. For I'm appointed to stay at your house today. So it wasn't a surprise for Jesus. He walked that way on purpose. That was his plan. I'm going to meet with Zacchaeus today. He walked with the crowd, or the crowd followed him, but he chose Zacchaeus. That's a very important thing, that we are especially chosen. He will go and look for the 99. He will go and look for the one. He will leave the 99 just that he can find someone like Zacchaeus or us. Relate it to yourself. This story is not just for Zacchaeus, it's for us to learn these beautiful lessons of our beautiful Redeemer who came especially for us, called us by name, chosen and set apart to walk with him forever and ever. And when he said those words, appointed to stay, I thought, this was, for me, it feels like this was the moment of his conversion beginning to happen. His transformation was beginning to happen. This encounter was just the first day. But the word stay, I don't think that meant I just want to come and stay with you and have a cup of tea and cake or whatever you offer me. I think for me it means something much deeper. I'm going to stay with you forever. It's not a casual, just want to come and stay for today, but I am going to stay with you forever. You are going to know me all the days of your life. You are going to know that my presence is now with you, in your heart, in your spirit. So it wasn't a casual, this is going to be nice just for today. This was a hope of this is going to be forever and ever, eternity. Even for us, I mean, I've been a Christian quite a few years now. So his presence within me has grown and grown and grown. I didn't really know much at the beginning because I'd hardly knew what I'd done when I was born again. But over time it grows and grows and grows. That kind of revelation grows within you. But it started that one day, that one encounter. And that means for me, or for any of us, that we can encounter Jesus at any moment. Like Sue was saying, encountering him in a way this morning. What a beautiful picture. Jesus encountered her this morning. He spoke to her and gave her fresh revelation of her heart. And I was in agreement with you, Sue, there, because I've experienced the same kind of thing within that picture of what you were describing. Sorry, Lord, but yeah, I have to admit, I've thought the same. So he doesn't just visit. He comes to stay. And he says, I'll fill you with my Holy Spirit. What a promise. And when he speaks like that, when he talks like that, I will, I have, this is for you. Do you know he means it? He's not going to let you down by lying to you. God cannot lie. He's not a man that he lies. He speaks truth and wisdom and revelation and healing and redemption. Everything that he is, he wants to give to you on our journey. And I include myself in this. I'm on the same journey as you folks. And this is all coming from one little scripture of 10 verses. I think that's beautiful. So we move on. Are we all right for time? I've got one more page, which is good news. So I'm going to read verses 8 to 10 so we can finish this story. Now Zacchaeus joyously welcomed Jesus and was amazed over his gracious visit to his home. I'm not surprised, are you? Did he understand how huge this was, of this meeting with this man? Did he recognize him as the promised Messiah? Being a Jew himself, he'd been brought up with that teaching, and yet life had gone a bit wayward, like it did for all of us. But God steps in at that moment, doesn't he? And redeems. So Zach stood in front of the Lord and said, "Half of all that I own, I will give to the poor. And Lord, if I have cheated anyone, I promise to pay back four times as much as I stole." And Jesus said to him, "This shows that today life has come to you and your household, for you are a true son of Abraham. The Son of Man has come to seek out and to give life to those who are lost." So I just feel that transformation was already starting to happen here, because Zach was convicted of that moment, because he was encountering this holy God, this King of Kings that we praise, because he was encountering his presence, he was led to actually confess his sins, wasn't he? Jesus knew that anyway. That's why he came for him, to save him from his sins. But Zacchaeus actually made a statement that because of what is happening to me now, I am going to repay all those people that I cheated. Can you imagine what that did for the community? He didn't have to say that. He could have held on to all his wealth. But he says, "I'm going to give half of my money to the poor. And I'm going to give four times back to all those people I cheated. So if I've cheated you of £100, Jan, I'm going to give you £400 back." That's a lot of money, isn't it? So a lot of his wealth went totally out the window. And I bet Zach was pleased with that. He was really blessed with that. Because he'd gained something much more precious. Didn't he? He gained so much more. Wealth probably didn't mean anything to him. And this is just one day. Is this over one day? Do we think this has all happened within one day? In one day, he'd had this amazing transformation of encounter, conviction, told he was chosen. He knows my name. Do you think that's a beautiful story? Yes. Just 10 verses. Just 10 verses in the Word of God. And what was happening was loving kindness was at work. Because Jesus draws us with his loving kindness to repentance. I'm not sure where that is, folks, but I'm sure some of you know where it is. Chris is going to look it up for me. But it's true. And I know for myself that it was only loving kindness that drew me to repent on the day when he saved me, when he walked into my life and he filled me with his presence. When I look back, I think, wow, what you did for Zach, you did for me. And Jesus declares, today. You haven't got to wait until next week. You haven't got to wait until you've given all that money back. You haven't got to wait. But today, life has come to you and to your household. That's a blessing in itself, isn't it, when we think of it includes loved ones. You know, they're coming under that same beautiful umbrella of love, aren't they? Where they will be blessed. As we know, our children, even if they don't acknowledge God yet, they are blessed because we are blessed. Is that right? Isn't that cool? Do you know, I'm in awe of all this, as you can tell. And then just to cap it all, as if there's any more, he gives him his identity. That day, he gave him... Do you know, you haven't got to wait for your identity in Christ Jesus. You got it the day that Jesus met you with that first encounter in your life. Who can remember the day when Jesus encountered you? And for some people, it's different. Sometimes it feels gradual, I've heard people say. But for me, I had an encounter. But some people can feel different, so that's okay. But that same day, he was transformed. He was chosen, he was called by name. And he was given his now new identity, that he had become a son of the God Most High. That same day. Isn't that beautiful? And all this is for us to receive, because Zacchaeus didn't have to do anything. With him giving back all that money, he was just responding to actually being in his presence and becoming aware that he was a sinner. But he was saved by grace now. I don't know if he got the complete picture. I didn't get the complete picture at the beginning. I just woke up different the next day and thought, oh, what's happened? I hadn't got a clue. I wasn't brought up in church. I was in my 30s when I was saved. Whatever. And so all those things he got in one day through one encounter with God Most High. He radically can change our lives. But the lovely thing I feel about Zach is that he kept on saying, I'm sure he probably kept on saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Throughout his journey, even after that one day, I bet he was a yes man. When Jesus asked him to do anything, I bet he kept saying yes. I bet he didn't try to find the logic in it. He was so captivated by his Saviour that he just said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And that's special to him when we obey what he says. It's very special to God when we obey. That we don't work it out, that we don't put anything in the way. Oh, but Lord, are you sure? Have you got it right, Lord? When he asks you to do something, just say yes, Lord, and do it the best of your ability. He wouldn't ask you if you weren't able to do it, because that's all part of his plans. He's equipped you to do the beautiful things he asks you to do. Whatever that looks like, you know yourself, your own personal journey. Yeah, so I just want to finish on that thing. Just imagine the impact of Zach's conversion on his community. Who is this man that I hated yesterday, but today he's bringing me, I use pounds, because what money did they use? Denarii? Yeah. That he's come to give me 100 denarii. What has happened to that man? I want that too. Isn't that how it works? I want, what have you got that I haven't got yet? And the poor people in that community, he gave away half of his wealth to the poor. I bet he, after all that, he probably didn't have much money left himself. But did he care, because his wealth was not important to him anymore? He was fully consumed and overwhelmed by this amazing person who especially came for him on that one day. So I just want to pray. Thank you, Lord, for when you encountered us and when you still encounter us any single moment, Lord, of our lives now, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have come to stay forever and ever and ever, because you have promised never to leave us, never to forsake us. Thank you for your presence that builds us up and strengthens us. Thank you for every gift you give us. In the name of Jesus, in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.